Are we recording?
Yeah.
The
okay.
audio?
I was like, are we recording? You're like, no, we're good.
Ladies and gentlemen and anyone else, welcome to the Sissy Boys podcast.
Hi, woo! Welcome.
I am Dan.
I'm Cooper.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Dan.
I spent $40 on bagels this morning.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't offer me one?
Dude, you're coming in hot. Me and Cooper got riled up by this.
No, Courage Bagels is right next to my house.
Yeah, it's I know. You didn't offer me
place.
One.
I woke up at 1:50 and it closed
at 2. What were you
getting
into last night?
I bartended until like 3:34 and I was just exhausted.
You know, you butt dialed me while you were bartending a little while
last
ago.
Last night. No, yeah. 2 nights ago.
I
butt dialed Lewis as well and you, and I butt dialed two other
dude,
people.
Dude,
but you didn't call me.
You were flirting for tips. You were out. I listened for a good while. I don't know if you could tell.
Did you actually?
Oh, yeah. I listened for a couple minutes.
No. Could you actually hear me?
I swear to God.
Are you being serious?
And you were flirting for tips.
I don't know if you're being serious.
No.
I'm
being serious.
I'm pretty aggressive.
That's why you don't know he's being serious, because you know it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just still don't know if you're being
serious. I had never heard that vocal register from you.
What did I say?
You were just high-pitched.
No,
you pitched up.
I would mask it up with the gaze.
No, I don't think you did.
Because they want to feel dominated.
You must have been talking to a big guy, because you were being real. You sounded real petite.
Oh, so
really?
You want like financial dominance? Where it's like, give me.
No,
I'll
no.
Give
it's
you
just like every gay person pretends like they're only into like, you know, because we all have to be really progressive, and they pretend like we're only into femme these days. But then like no one will pay attention to you unless you have like a beard or look like Dan.
Interesting.
Which Dan is borderline metrosexual.
That's not true.
I know. I've been to your apartment.
Is metrosexual still even a thing?
No, that
feel like
that was like
so,
a year.
Metrosexual is what we called gay people until 2004.
Yeah, it was just people in Time magazine trying to write about Lenny
it's
Kravitz.
It's like guys who started washing their hands, yeah. And people were like, we need a new name for this.
Right. They're
right.
Like, what is going on?
Yeah, wow. I started using conditioner in my hair, and people were like, well, this is a different thing altogether.
They're like, you don't buy your shampoo at Target?
Yeah, if you clean the tops of your refrigerators, you're
right.
All of a sudden,
this is a new sexuality. Is when men actually start clipping their toenails.
You don't have athlete's foot, and you wear deodorant.
Dude, I always have athlete's foot.
Really?
No, I stay clean.
Do you pee on your feet in the shower?
I've never peed on my feet in the shower. No.
Do you do that?
I pee in the shower, but not on my feet.
I pee on my feet every time I take a shower.
There was a time where I was a...
What? Why?
No follow-up, yeah. You're just moving on.
No, well, I didn't...
Wait,
I didn't
why?
Want to really register what
because
you had said.
Because it's antibacterial?
Your pee
it's,
is
no,
bacteria.
No, it's antifungal.
You know what else is antibacterial, antifungal? Soap.
Yeah, what? You're in the shower.
Soap is antibacterial. Urine is antifungal.
You don't think washing your feet with soap would prevent the same things?
I think that there's chemicals in our urine that is not in your soap.
Okay, maybe that's
yeah,
true.
Your urine can cure a jellyfish sting. I don't think a bar of soap can.
That's
no,
not true.
They've
that's not
proven
true.
That
it's
to
not
be
true.
Not true.
Yeah,
if you want to put like if you put damn. Hard liquor on a jellyfish sting, it can actually kind of make it
get
better.
You drunk.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, it's just like very wait, the urine thing doesn't work?
No.
How do you know?
They prove they. It's
you
like
just
a
like
thing that's
being
been often proven.
I mean, I've been going to Santa Monica Pier every Sunday for the past 7 years
to get stung by a jellyfish and hope some guy would come by
on your face, on your face and dick.
How did the jellyfish sting the inside of your mouth?
Yeah, you're like, I don't know, but just seriously, we don't have a lot of time.
Oh, that's so funny.
That
we
is
don't
funny.
Have a lot of
yeah,
time.
Yeah, actually,
please.
That's a really good sketch. Stay tuned, everyone. Yeah. It's a pretty stereotypical, like, gay men just want dicks in their mouth. Like, it's not really that progressive, but...
Sure.
You don't just...
It's no flow.
Yeah, there's other stuff.
Yeah.
I know you guys want other stuff.
It's foreplay.
Wow, I can't believe you guys don't pee on your feet.
No, I don't pee on my feet.
That's so wild.
You guys poop on your hands, though, right?
Cooper, you're going to be mad at this. For a while, to conserve water, I live by myself, I would pee in the sink.
Why would... Like, just to... Why don't
you
just
you have
pee
to
and
flush?
Not, yeah, but just don't flush.
Right, but then it would smell. So I would pee in the sink,
yeah,
and then I'd
like,
run the water for like a
sounds
second.
Sounds like you don't drink enough water.
No, well, yeah, probably
why does
not.
Your pee be smelling?
It did smell
but you
better.
Stopped?
Of course. I mean, that was a psychotic. That was when I was, I think every guy at some point out of college has a point where they just go, or maybe in college where they just go full monk mode, dude.
And you
that
like,
was my monk mode.
You like
phase.
Think there's virtue to it.
You think there's virtue in everything, and you start like meditating and like doing cold showers, and you try to become like the like a monk is the best way to put it. And then you realize, no, you're a sociopath, and people don't like talking to you anymore.
That moment for me is like 10 seconds.
Yeah,
I'll like start doing something, and I'm like, you're an idiot.
That's why you're fun.
That's the one time that like not being confident enough is really helpful. Like when you think peeing in your sink is good.
Right.
If I did that the first time, I'd be like, you got to change. But I also don't live alone, so maybe if I lived alone, I'd get weird.
You'd get a little weird.
I like to think so.
I hope so.
Can't wait till I live alone.
I've peed in my sink a bunch of times.
Oh, really?
Well, like if like if I just had sex and I want to pee and like the other person is like in the bathroom,
I'm you'll
like,
pee in your sink,
or I'll usually pee in a glass, usually that one, and then I'll just pour that down the sink. Because
he's not kidding. You know he's not kidding.
Oh, it's antifungal. So
it's antifungal.
It's antifungal.
You
have
your
no
own
fungus.
Pee is good for antifungal.
He's pointing to the glass that Cooper is using for the audio listeners.
I in middle school as a prank. I don't know if you guys did this. Me and my best friend, we peed in the soap containers.
No.
Whoa, that's so funny. That's really smart.
And you never told anyone. You just peed.
No. People like started to catch on, but like so I was in like a school that was K through 12, kindergarten through 12th grade. Actually, preschool
too.
3 through 12th.
Because it's religious.
I mean, that's not like. It's not as a byproduct of it being religious, but it happened to be a private Christian school.
It kind of is. I went to a private Christian elementary school, and it was K through 12.
Yeah, because there's not many people, so they put more people in it. Yeah.
I remember looking at those 12th graders, even in 5th grade, and just being like, you are absolute losers. Because you know how many people were in the 12th grade? 12.
That is so Coop. Could you imagine how...
That was mine, too.
Dude, so just think about judgmental little Cooper. Just so cute. His eyes are the same size as they are now, but just like, you're going to grow up to be a woozer.
Yeah. My mom tells me about a story where we showed up to school, and I guess it was actually a day off. It was like a president's day, and we didn't realize, and we showed up, and I just look out, and I go, where are all the idiots? And I was like 5. And my mom is like, isn't that funny? And I'm like, it is, but you should have like clocked something.
Right. Something was wrong.
Yeah. You should have been like, well, that's funny.
Right.
It is funny. But it's not like 100% where you want to
They should
fight.
Get a job.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Yeah, I feel like everyone would go around in a circle and they'd be like, my dad's a teacher. My dad's a policeman. And Cooper would be like, my dad does heroin.
Your dads don't make enough money.
Yeah, they don't make enough. I was money-minded.
Your dads don't have the cash money mindset.
I punched this kid named Max for probably like a solid 6 years.
Right, you told me this story. Have you heard the story of Cooper punching the same kid every day?
He would just
That's
the thing.
So mean.
Well, no, listen to the story.
Mean,
it's
I was
still
a
mean.
Bitch. I feel like he was bad, and I was a bitch, and you were a fucking loser in middle school.
Yeah, right.
I would wear camo pants and Etne shoes, and I would look at kids. That
so
wore,
you were a lesbian.
Yeah, I would look at kids that. Well, Etne's was huge at that time.
Yeah.
It was a huge skate
I
shoe
had
brand.
Mm-hmm.
And I would look at kids that were wearing Skechers, and I was like, man, you look, that's trash.
Right.
Like, even as a 5-year-old, I was like, well, you got light-up shoes? Like, you're a baby.
You're a little baby, dude.
But I would be, yeah, but there's
I'm a cool adult in camo pants.
I'm a cool adult in camo pants who listens to the Sex Pistols. In preschool, I listened to the Sex Pistols and Black Sabbath.
Oh,
but
God.
Do you think it's because you had older siblings?
100%. Yeah,
right.
It's because my brother was into that.
I was
like, my brother's
sick. I listened
to
older music when everyone else was listening to stupid shit.
Yeah.
Do you have an older sibling?
Sure. Shit, I should... let's bleep that.
Oh my God, why?
Damn. No, I don't want
people are
going to
dox her?
Yeah.
Does she have an OnlyFans?
Yeah, tons. Several.
No,
of course
several.
Not. Of course
why,
not.
Why? Of course not.
Of course not, dude.
Why are you being so sex negative?
I'm not being sex negative. If she had an OnlyFans,
also,
I would be promoting it.
Maybe she was like painting on her OnlyFans.
Oh, that would be cool.
You don't have, like, of course not.
You don't think I would support my sister enough to promote her out to the people?
Well, you don't even want to mention her name.
Promote well, yeah, because she doesn't have an OnlyFans.
Okay, well, let's change that.
Yeah.
You're her manager.
Can we call her?
Okay,
no.
Cooper was punching a kid named Max every
oh,
day
yes,
for 6 years.
Oh, yes, of course.
He was just like any other little
kid.
That kid
today
that,
is
like,
Vladimir Putin.
No, he's Mormon and got married.
Right.
And he's 22 because he wanted to fuck.
He wanted to get that.
But I don't know. He just didn't. I liked personal space a lot, And so I would be in one area of the class, and I'd be like, I'm here right now. Like, don't come over here, Max. And then Max would come over there, and I'd be like, punch.
Right.
Not in the face. But
in, like, the arm or stomach or something?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
But this thing happened every day?
As far as I remember, pretty much every day. I remember one time I got in the car, and then my brother was like, you punch Max today? And my mom was like, come on, man. Like,
don't punch Max.
But I'd punch Max all the time.
It sounds like Max is gay.
Honestly,
why would he keep coming back for more every day?
It's an interesting assertion.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying, if I would do that.
Yeah, I mean, he...
Could you like the pain?
Well, I mean, are you giving anyone else as much of attention as someone that you punch every day for 6 years?
Right. And I'm like the angry mask.
Like, that's very special.
Not necessarily. Connection. Not necessarily. Gay,
and I would be like, I'm forever imprinted in this guy. Like, you know, 15 years from now, he's
definitely
be about
wanting
me on a podcast.
Wanting attention, attention seeking behavior. But not necessarily. I mean, I'm sure I would do shit like that when I was like a young loser.
What about now as an old loser?
I would absolutely do that. I would pay for it.
And that's why I punch Dan every day.
It's Cooper punch.
Whenever
me every
Dan
day.
Gets near me,
Cooper got drunk at a bar once and had me punch him as hard as I could in the arm.
Oh, it's so
you do
funny.
It?
Oh yeah,
because Dan's
have
well,
a bruise?
I don't even know if
I didn't,
he went.
100%. I did not. No, here's what happened: is I punched him. I was like, okay, I'll punch you 100%, and I didn't. Obviously. And then Cooper goes, I know that's not 100%.
Yeah.
So I kept ramping up until he kind of could, like, said stop.
Well, because it got really aggressive because, like, you know you're strong, but you're also a nice guy. So I was like, hit me as hard as you can. And you were like, ah. And then, like, you did it. And I was like, you're lying. I was like, hit me as hard as you can.
He was so accusatory.
Yeah. It got to the point where Dan was punching me, but I was the aggressor. Where right. I was like,
you call that a punch, you fucking bitch?
No, yeah. If people were walking, because this was in, I think, Silver Lake or something, if people were walking by, they'd be like, oh, that's kink. We have to respect this for sure. Because it was really like, hit me!
Yeah, it was so funny. Yeah. It's such a funny thing to do to someone, to just be like, hit me! Just, punch me in the face!
And no one was into arm. It. No one around was it. Like, Simon Gibson was there trying to have fun.
Dude, it was so negative.
It was really dark.
It was so funny. I loved it.
I don't
it.
Think he would do well with violence.
No. No.
When me and a couple friends for a while, when one of us would get like in our head, we would slap each other as hard as we could.
That makes sense.
Where it's like, but you like look at someone and you're like, give me a 7.
Yeah.
Or give me a 3. But like getting smacked, it's like dipping your head in cold water.
You've seen people do that before they hit PRs in weightlifting, right? They have.
Yeah.
There was this guy, Scott Mendelson, who was, I think he had the heaviest raw bench press at a certain amount of time, or maybe it was assisted bench press. But the most notable thing about his videos weren't the bench press, it was the fact that his wife, before he would bench press, would just go like bah, 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 like slap his face so hard, like 8 times, and then he would bench, and it was awesome.
Wow. She would do it on camera or no?
Yeah. Yeah, on camera, right before he lifted.
I feel like a lot of people would be into that in a sexual way.
Yeah. Yeah, there was something hot about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the show Billions?
No.
Paul Giamatti. It's on its, like, 7th season.
I love Paul Giamatti.
He's the king of Hollywood.
It's like a watered-down version of Succession.
God, he's so sick, though.
Yeah,
but
dude.
The opening scene of the show, it's like him tied up to a floor and there's this dominatrix and she puts out a cigarette on his back and then she pisses on his back.
Whoa.
And he's like losing his, he's like in heaven.
This sounds
and then
cooler
like,
than Succession.
And then you're like, damn, this guy's into fucked up shit and like he has kids and a wife and you're like, damn, he's doing the most. And then when he gets home at the end of the episode, you learn that that woman was his wife.
It must have sucked for Paul Giamatti.
Oh my God, you didn't even acknowledge the reveal.
I'm about to talk about it. What are you talking? See, okay, we can't have a podcast where you comment on people because I'm getting to
it. It's like you already were onto your next topic.
No, I was going to comment. I'm talking about what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
You let me say 2 words, and then you felt victimized.
He was actively listening.
Sorry, I got
okay, you can't not listen. I have headphones on, and you're being broadcast
into
my ears.
Why do you say that like it's what, like you're an individual?
What do you mean?
Everyone
we
watching.
Both have headphones. We all have headphones.
That's what I'm saying. You're my voice is being broadcast into your fucking head.
Start live
you're
tweeting
saying
about
I don't
how
need
Dan
to give like Matt a physical listen. Like I don't need to indicate to you that I listen because I'm clearly listening.
What do you mean?
That's what you're saying. You're saying it's impossible for me to not be listening to you.
Yes, and also it's hard for me to comment on what you're saying to show that I'm listening to you if you cut me off within the first word and go, "See, you're not even going to talk about what I was talking about."
You're manipulative.
Yeah, that's
you're
true.
Gaslighting.
You're gaslighting.
No, no, no. I'm not gaslighting.
No, but it's fun to say.
Okay. Yeah, it's a great thing.
Okay.
To say.
Something about
no, the joke is gone now.
No, no, no. Say it.
No, I'm not gonna.
But just say it.
No, because it's stupid. No, I'm not gonna say it.
Can you just say it, even if it's not gonna be funny?
It must have sucked for Paul Giamatti to do that scene, and then the cameras turn off, and he just goes back to do it again with his wife.
See,
that's
see
what I was gonna
were.
Say.
We were so fast.
Was that?
I mean, you were so fast. I thought you were onto another topic, but you're actually you were making a joke,
Matt,
immediately.
We're doing a comedy podcast.
No, no, I just didn't know that you were that smart.
Oh my God, you were such a manipulator.
What do you mean?
This is such a toxic relationship.
I'm so glad you're here, because if this was a conversation with just me and Matt, I would probably be like, damn, I'm crazy.
Yeah.
No, 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 you're fine. I that was just really fast. Do you think...
You're literally mad that Dan is actively listening enough to
no,
have
I
something
mean,
to
I'm
say.
Like, that has totally shaped, like, it's going to change everything from here on out.
Oh, my God.
And I trust you now.
He's a good joke writer.
Okay.
You know this.
But if we were in Billions, would I be the woman peeing, or would I be Paul Giamatti, and who would you be?
That's a really great question.
You'd be the
question.
Lady peeing.
Yeah, you would be the lady peeing.
Because you have
peeing.
A want for power.
Yeah.
And I'm so powerful that I actually have to give it away in my sex life.
And I'm just the fella in his office jerking off.
Yeah, no, you're a guy
you're
hanging
the
out.
Cameraman.
Cameraman.
You're the Billions.
I'm the Billions, actually.
I was on set for that short film, and I was talking to the makeup lady, and I said, what's the weirdest thing you've ever done makeup for? And she said, porn. And I was like, oh, that's so interesting. What was that like? And she just goes, dark.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess because you're, like, putting makeup on, like, an 18-year-old that's about to get fucked by a 45-year-old.
That might have been part of it, Cooper, yes.
I guess you feel complicit.
Well, I mean, not that all porn is dark, but the specific sets I'm sure she was on. I mean, it's this idea where it's, like, obviously porn is, like, in general, good and should be, like, legal and respected and all that. But also,
yes,
we
say all the disclaimers that we have to say so we don't get sued.
Well, I actually feel that way. But it's like also there's no denial that porn can be incredibly dark.
Yeah.
I'm sure on like the professional end of it.
Every porn star you talk to is like, it was fun for a little, but it's also a really terrible work environment.
I'm sure a lot of the environments there are shit.
And then a lot of them are like, I do OnlyFans, and it's almost all the good parts of porn.
Yeah.
It's like, I just don't have qualms about my body the way Judeo-Christian people do, Matt.
Dude, I got so mad.
And, you know, love myself and make money.
At a comic. So a comic was talking to another comic who had an OnlyFans, and the guy goes, I would never subscribe to an OnlyFans. That's like disgusting and for perverts. I would just watch your videos on like Pornhub.
I would just steal them.
I would literally just steal them.
Yeah.
His point was like, I would feel like a pervert if I gave
if
you money.
You.
Yeah, if you were compensated for your work.
Kanye West literally said that in an interview.
What did he say?
He was like, one thing about me is I'll never pay for OnlyFans. I just go to the Tumblr. Or,
that's
like, something like that.
One thing about me.
Just one thing. If you know anything about Kanye West, know that.
I wanted to say on the porn thing, I know so many people have OnlyFans, and I know so many people who work in gay porn, and I think inherently it's just a different, like, when you said the woman was, like, dark, I was like, that's surprising to me, because I feel like the general perception of porn is, like, you know, like, ugh, it would be such a dark thing, but then everyone I know who works in it, it's, like, a pretty, like, good, safe environment. But
yeah.
I'm thinking about gay porn, where it's,
right.
like, there's a similar power dynamic.
Right, and I'm sure an equal power dynamic also exists in straight porn, but I'm just saying there's a huge possibility for an imbalance.
There's an imbalance. Balance, but also at the same time, it's like women have way more power in that industry than men because,
oh, it's
like,
easier to be a female porn star.
Well, because
star,
it's like
there's no,
there's
like straight, it's hard to be a straight,
yeah,
porn star.
There's no movie without the woman, really. And also, like, in a financial sense, it is the only industry where they make more than men, which is, you know, it's just
interesting. I've
but
never
also,
heard that said.
You are, you know, and also this is probably when you have more of a name, let's say, but you are able to just, you're able to say no much easier. Like, you, because at the end of the day, it is still sex, and even if it is, like, flippant and filmed, they have more of a respect for it. To where it's like some people be like, I don't want to work with him because some guys have bad reputations of being too aggressive and not listening to people. And even though it's just in the movies, it's just like real life where it's like you have a reputation as a bad man. So I'd rather work with this guy who has a reputation as like a really cool guy that like takes like cues
right.
and listens to women. Because at the end of the day, it's like there are tons of guys that just want to fucking dick down hot women for money. So it's like, you know, everybody... You know, all the dudes in that industry are replaceable. Because for the most part, it's like they don't have to be good at fucking. Like, you just have a big dick.
You know, I think it was Jenna Jameson said this in an interview, but she was like, yeah, guys often approach me and they're like, I want to be in porn. And then her response to it was like, okay, get hard right now, which is really funny and obviously like would scare a lot of men. But I always thought it would be funny if a guy actually did it and she would just have to be like, oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
it's a really disarming and funny thing for her to say.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a huge power move, and I'm
very
sure
powerful.
Every guy who's has felt like a fucking idiot next to her.
Yeah, that sounds. Yeah,
and
that
then
sounds
she just
so
like
scary.
Pats their tiny dick, and she's like, "All right."
She hits it like a punching bag, and then moves on.
Every porn star I've ever talked to almost has like a sage-like quality.
Yes,
where it's like you really understand the ins and outs.
They're
of,
like magi
of people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel the same way.
All right, cool that you hate sex workers.
No, I just...
Hey, everybody watching. He thinks sex workers are dumbass idiots who should die. Don't... Matt just said that.
Okay, just stop before we have to bleep something.
Really cool. Really cool, Matt.
No, I just... Okay. I was just going to say, like, well, I feel like I'm being redundant, but, like, just because, I like, literally so many people I know have OnlyFans, which I guess is the new porn now, but there is nothing majestic about them. It's like, literally, I was just talking to my boyfriend about this. Like, before we were together, I had sex with a guy, and we were, like, talking about it when we were dating, because it was like, is this okay that I did this? Because we're not official yet, or whatever. Anyways, long story short, a friend of mine who has an OnlyFans just posted a video with that guy, and I was like, oh my god, I didn't even realize. Like, and, you know, it's a different name. Like, his name was, like, Steve, and then his, like, porn name was, like, Muscle Guns 26. Like, and it was, like, had an awesome afternoon pounding out Muscle Guns 26. And I was like, oh, that's the guy I had sex with 2 months ago.
And he got pounded out.
He got pounded out.
Did the other guy do better than you did?
At the sex?
Yeah.
Me and that guy actually didn't even have sex or come. He said that he had a bruised dick from... what is it called? God damn it.
Fight Club?
No, it's...
Sounding?
I almost said ivermectin. That's not it. It's what you... it's the thing that you inject your dick so it gets hard. It's what all porn stars use. Trimecta?
I had no idea. Yeah,
Trimex. It's called Trimex. You
so
guys don't
Jenna
know about
Jameson's
it?
Oh, right. Point is moot. You just get that injection.
All guys who are in porn now or OnlyFans, they all use Trimex. It's like you prick your dick. You prick your prick.
Interesting.
And it gets it hard for like 4 hours.
Interesting.
And everyone I know, like who does sex work or whatever, they all use Trimex. But if you spot, like you hit the wrong vein, then you'll bruise your dick.
Oh, no, thank you.
Or you miss the vein. I don't know.
I took it before this podcast.
Yeah, Cooper takes it before every podcast.
It looks like he's soft, but it's just because his dick is all the way down his knee.
Yeah.
It's like around the knee.
Coop's got a piece on him.
Down the ankle.
And then, I want to know. I wasn't invited to Weespa.
I have a nice penis. It's not huge.
but it's really friendly.
It's very friendly.
I have a really nice looking penis. I'm really happy about it.
Me and Cooper.
I do.
Me and Cooper were at the...
two.
I didn't say you couldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, you can have one. It's fine.
Everyone watching, you can have one too.
Yep. Me and Cooper were at the Hollywood Improv recently at a show with 5 people in the audience and also a lot of comics I respect, not quite in the audience, but at the bar, and I did horrible.
Oh, a lot of comics that you respect?
Respect, yeah.
God damn, you're in the lab.
I was at the lab. It was a great show. It's a great show, great host, great people on the lineup. It's just sometimes, especially for an early show on a weekend, sometimes no one shows. It just happens sometimes.
The lab is notorious for people who absolutely crush not doing, like Deborah DiGiovanni, you know who that is?
Yeah, of course.
I've never not seen her do well. The only time I haven't, which I'm going to contradict what I just said, is at the Improv Lab.
Well,
I've seen her bomb at the Improv Lab, and I'm like, what the fuck?
And you know what's crazy?
I've seen Nicole Byer bomb at the Improv Lab.
And I know this, and everyone says this, and the funny thing is, with all that logical information, it does not change the way that I felt.
Of course not.
You know what I mean? It's crazy, because it's like, you can give all that, but it's like, as soon as you were completely bombing in front of Chris Estrada, it doesn't matter. Like, all that stuff goes out the window.
There's not, like, an actual logic to comedy, so you can't ever really work
or feelings,
out.
Really, in
or
general.
Feelings, yeah.
Did Chris go up?
I didn't see him because I had to go to a second show, which I did better.
He did all right.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris did not do much better. He had, like, one joke that kind of popped off. The beginning, he went up, and it's actually very funny. In the beginning, he goes, you know, it's like, it's not a good room, but I am in control of this situation. That was very funny. But then he started doing a set, and it just wasn't going well, and he was like, I am not in control of this situation.
Oh,
I lied.
So
and then
funny.
He had one joke that, like, kind of did well, and then the rest was just, it was just a bad room.
Yeah.
And then it was sucked because I was there, and I was like,
that does suck.
You know, I was talking to Dan, and I was like, you always hate to just tell your friend, like, oh, it was a bad room. You know what I mean?
No,
Because in that moment, it's like, you're just going to be like, yeah, but also, like, because all of us have the thought, I have this thought every single time I walk into a room of, like, I'm going to amaze these people.
Right.
Like, even if this is a bad room, I'm going to change their fucking lives.
Right.
And then you get off stage and you're like, I'm not even that good at this. What am I thinking?
Also, it's, I mean, the way stand-up is now, it's not like a few years ago where right when you started, within a few months, you're doing, like, this is, like, talking about the 90s, but within a few months, if you're any good, you're doing shows right away.
Even if you're just alive.
Even if you're just alive. If you have a pulse and you're saying words coherently in the 90s. Right. You get on Star Search immediately. Obviously, I'm exaggerating, but it's like,
you can tour at least.
It took me a year before I was on a show.
Yeah.
I did comedy for a full year without doing. And when I did that single show, I didn't have another show for another 4 months.
Yeah.
It's like, so I've been doing stand-up for like 4 years, but I just started kind of doing crowd work just recently.
Yeah.
And I had the same thought when I went up where I'm like, oh, I'm going to like, and then I get up and I'm like, oh, the tools just aren't quite there yet.
Yeah.
They're there. Like, I'm good at stand-up, but it's like, there's so many more levels to this I have to get better at.
Yeah. When I saw you up there doing crowd work, I was like, it makes sense that he's doing crowd work, but also like, just start.
Yeah.
Because the room was such that I was like, Dan is giving almost too much to this room.
Yeah.
I was like,
right.
you just go up, you just do the material, and then you just get the fuck out.
Right.
You know what I
mean?
Because like, that would be my, I usually just go up and I'm loud, and then I just do very aggressive prepared material, and people are like, I guess the show's going on. You know what I mean?
Not doing a show for a year into comedy is also very particular to Los Angeles.
Oh, I didn't start here. I started in New England.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, how long have you been in LA for?
Just like 3 years.
Including COVID?
Oh, three or 4 years. So I've been doing stand-up for...
When did you move to LA?
Wait, when did move to LA? 2018.
Really?
2018, 2019. Yeah, one of those 2 years.
That's not that long ago.
2018, I think.
I feel like it's okay because a good 2 years before the pandemic.
Yes, I was in LA 2 years before the pandemic.
Okay, because I feel like for some reason in my mind we started at the same time, but I probably just started getting whatever more traction at the
right.
Because I technically started. I did my first open mic in summer of 2015. It'll be 7 years.
Whoa.
This summer. Yeah,
damn, big boy.
I guess.
Dude, that's awesome.
Is it?
No. No, it's not. It's a little embarrassing.
Is it?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. No, I feel pretty good about it. There's like no shame in it. But I also was thinking about the crowd work thing similarly. Like, I had a show at the Lyric. And you know, you kind of go into like, sometimes you can disassociate on stage where you just go into your material.
Yes.
And you're like completely, it's like you might as well be performing to like a brick wall.
You are a brain in a jar.
Yes.
You are truly not doing stand-up comedy. You are saying words into a microphone.
It, yeah, and it was almost like a feeling
there
of
it is. I'm back.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it ever since that show where I'm like, oh, I've had times in my whatever career of doing stand up where I really do a lot of audience work and it's fun for me. I like doing crowd work and shit. Like Dick Street is a great show to do crowd work at. But yeah, this show I was like, damn, this is something I really, really need to take note of. And I've noticed with you that you're a lot better at it.
Way better. Yeah, I've gotten way
better. No, I'm not saying way better than you in the past, like way better than me. Like you're a lot more, you're like, it's good. It's a great thing. I've been watching you like sort of interact and be very present, which it may be attributed to doing these road gigs and stuff.
It definitely
does. That's exactly
does,
what it is. Within the last 2 months, Dan's gotten so much better.
I felt a lot better at stand-up in the last 2 months, but also it's kind of like
smoke and mirrors too, because a lot of the stuff that you see me do that looks like crowd work I did right before I got on stage.
That's all crowd work.
Yeah, no, not always. I had one.
I mean, I like at the Comedy Stores, like there's a guy that does like some of the best crowd work in the world, but I see him do the same crowd work every night.
Wait, totally.
It's the same thing as
no, don't.
I'm not gonna say, but we know who it is.
I don't know why you're obsessed with like
you love
naming
names.
That the people watching it would not mean shit.
The only person that would mean
Jenna James.
The only person that would mean anything to are the people in Cooper's life
that would be bad for them to hear him say this.
Yeah.
That would be the only group of people why you would want to say the person's name that he's saying is to make Cooper's life harder.
Where does that come from?
Where does it come
from? Of like wanting to know every time?
It's because I'm a gaslighting manipulative bitch.
Yeah.
And I want to destroy your reputation at the Comedy Store.
I mean, yeah, you've outed people on the
podcast. I know
podcast. You're
talking about Chris D'Elia. He does the same crowd work.
No,
every show.
He's not allowed at the Comedy Store. Everyone watching, we're the only club in LA that doesn't allow
in the world.
Chris D'Elia.
In like the
in
whole
the world.
Is it actually probably the world? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no,
we will
there's,
not let
there's
him
like
come.
A club in Seattle that wouldn't have him on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. The club is called Zazem.
Yeah, Zazem's.
Lewis liked it. But the guy, if you saw in the last episode, that was just sitting here. This is Lou, he's helping us out with our video. He's
one
sitting
of the
right here.
Coolest folks of
he's
all time.
He's a very nice man.
Great man.
Just to put some respect on his name.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like a lot of crowd work is like, it's the same thing with any jokes. It's like, you kind of know what you're going to say. But of course, since you're so directly with people, it changes every time. Yeah. Where it's like, you ask the same question. You'll be like, are you blah, blah, blah. And then people react however they want to. So it's different every time.
Right, but you usually even have channels that you go down.
Definitely.
That you know where it's going to go
yeah.
on that end, too. But sometimes it is really in the moment. Brad Solnitzer is almost always in the moment, and I've seen him do crowd work tons of times, and he never repeats anything. And it's like,
wow.
you can really like figure it out and do stuff in the moment. It's just a lot harder.
Well, is the question the same though? Because a lot of people be like, oh, are you guys on a
no,
date?
No, it's like what that's... I said, there was a Mexican guy in the front row. And I know that because I said, does anyone out here have a tough mom? And some people were like nodded, but then he verbally was like, yeah, I'm Mexican.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so funny. He was like a really nice guy. And then down the road, I forgot what one of my bits were because I had to do crowd work. Like a woman heckled, which is fine. And then I went back and I was like, I forgot my bit. And he said the bit I was on verbatim, word for word. And I was like, you're a Mexican angel. And then I said, I want to put you on a candle.
Yeah.
And that was like, hilarious. I thought of that in the moment. Like that wasn't something I wrote down beforehand.
Yeah.
It's kind of
so
racist.
You can do that.
Why would you even say that?
What?
Why would you even say that?
No, Matt, go on.
Say what?
Yeah, explain how what he said is racist.
Mexican people are known as the only people in the world who use candles. So,
okay.
Yeah.
No.
That's why it was racist.
It's common in Mexican culture.
Would that make it not racist to associate them with candles then?
Exactly. That was what I was saying.
Interesting.
They have candles with pictures of people on them.
Yeah, with like saints and stuff.
I think it's very funny.
And he's calling him a saint.
I was joshing around.
Right.
Is Dan allowed to respect a Mexican man?
Yeah, as long as he respects a Mexican woman and a Mexican non-binary.
Well, it's funny because after I said that, what happened was the crowd didn't all laugh and some clap. What happened was everybody went, boo, all at the same time. And then they started throwing stuff at me. Mm-hmm. And then a woman from the ACLU came in.
Yeah.
She walked through the door and she said, we heard what you were saying. We've had you bugged for months. We knew you were going to slip up.
We're taking you down.
We're taking you down. And I said, isn't there anything better that you guys could do? And she said, actually, no.
Yeah.
She said, actually, you were prime target number one.
And then Che Diaz finished your set.
Che Diaz finished my set.
Che Diaz finished the set. We're going to have her on the podcast next week.
The number of people who think that Che Diaz is a real human being is astounding.
Because people tweet about her as if she's a real
human
being.
She's a fictional character.
Does she do comedy, though, in real life?
No, this is the actor, their non-binary IRL, Sarah Ramirez. I've known them since season one of Grey's Anatomy. I only watched the first four seasons, but they were the first lesbian character, which I don't, are non-binary people lesbian anymore? I don't know. But they, at the time, were lesbian.
At the time, were lesbian, yeah.
Because it's like, if you're both genderless, then like, what are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, he's saying like, no longer a lesbian.
I'm trying to be politically correct.
Or a pesbian.
Or P.
A nesbian? Non-binary lesbian?
Yeah, that's good.
I like that.
I don't know. Okay, anyways.
Way in, TikTok.
They were, at the time, the first lesbian on that show, and whatever, I've known, I loved that character, and then I hadn't seen them for, like, 10-plus years. Grey's Anatomy's on, like, season 74 now, and then they were on that show, the Sex and the City reboot, and they were a horrible stand-up comedian, but people think, like, for my show, to promo my show, I'll, like, DM celebs, and I DM'd an account called Che Diaz, and everyone was like, I can't believe you sent that to them, like, they're gonna freak out, and I was like, that was a Mexican man who lives in San Diego named Che Diaz, because
did he do
Che
the show?
Diaz is not a real person.
Did he respond?
Yeah, did he do it?
He did not respond or see the message.
Nice. Oh, not cool, Che.
Yeah. But I hope he does sometime, and I would love for him to do my show.
You'd love for him to pee on your feet.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of fungus.
So gross, you pee on your feet.
Why?
It's disgusting.
You know, one time I was, never mind, actually.
It was weird, it's like, I'm gross, but peeing on your feet. Dude, I smell bad all the time.
Do you really?
It's so weird.
What's wrong?
I shower like every day. And I wake up, I smell my armpits, I smell disgusting.
You're full of testosterone.
I think I'm too horny.
Interesting. I think, like it builds up in your pores.
Yeah, I'll just like walk around with just blue balls just all day if I don't jack off. It's
you are
crazy.
Real horny lately.
I didn't jerk off today. I'm surprised I'm able to sit here. You know what I mean?
Well, you took Trimex.
Sometimes I'll be in my acting class and my dick hurts. I'm like, I can't jerk off. I'm in an acting class.
It's funny because you're not young enough for that to really be an average.
Dude, that's 22. What I'm saying.
Yeah, but he's not like 17. That's like 17.
I feel like 22 is a new 17.
Interesting.
Also, like all the. Why am I contradicting you? Why am I not just being
okay?
Agreeable?
No, that's okay.
You're enough.
You're enough.
Also, kids these days don't be fucking.
It's true.
Like, it's a really, because they're all too depressed about climate change and busy dying their hair.
I would be too.
I'm trying to fuck.
But yeah,
Cooper,
I'm just saying,
not
Cooper
to the TikTok.
Like
TikTok.
No, not to the TikTok.
Trying to lay it down.
Don't say this to the TikTok.
Can I hit your VAP?
What are they
off
saying?
Camera?
What are they saying in the comments?
We don't have any viewers anymore. I think we said enough. I think we said enough offensive things for TikTok to.
Is this yours?
Yeah.
Oh my God! You have 100,000 followers, and not a single one wants to tune in.
Well, it's because up front you guys said enough things where it would
TikTok would literally make it so it doesn't show up.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, dude.
God damn it!
So zero people.
It's like two or three.
What if you say child pornography?
Yeah, it doesn't help.
Okay. I mean, you almost immediately after Dan hit the live, you started talking about the Ukraine.
It's that actually, you've heard people scamming on TikTok saying that they're currently in the Ukraine.
Is that a thing?
Whoa.
Yeah, people are scamming on live saying, like, I'm currently in the Ukraine, please send money. And they're just in, like, a studio apartment in Bed-Stuy.
That is
and their friend's, like, shaking their chair, and they're like, oh, my God, there's, like, yeah.
That's like when Israelis in Israel pretend to be dying.
Do they do that?
They don't, but you know what I mean? There's like, I remember there's a video, just especially when people were just talking more about Israel-Palestine 3 months ago, there was a guy laying on the street to
Just before
himself.
You keep talking, I would like to get work in the city.
Yeah. Okay. There's a guy laying on the street pretending to protect himself while a family walked their dog by him. Well, at least the viewers are already gone. But a family walked their dog by him while he was saying, like, I'm being bombed.
Oh, interesting.
That's because really it was sad. I think it was bombs. They were like, I mean, I
he was a stand-up comedian, and he was like, I'm about to bomb.
Ah, I shouldn't have brought it up.
He was like, I have a show at the Improv Lab later. If you guys could donate to my GoFundMe, I'm about to eat shit.
We just gotta choose peace. We Did you see that Lil B released a freestyle called Pushin' Peace, which is a takeoff of Gunna's Pushin' P?
Great.
And it is a response to the situation in the Ukraine.
That's great.
When did he release it?
I mean, recently.
I like love Lil B.
Week. I'm so sick of him.
Yeah, are you? Are?
He's such a fucking loser.
Oh, explain.
No, he's an incredible man.
Guy has nothing. He fucking texted my girlfriend in high. He messaged her on Instagram in high school. He goes, "Can you please write Lil B on your feet?"
Sure.
And then on his Twitter, because he solicited those.
How old was he? How old was your girlfriend?
He was like 17, 18.
I thought it was
time.
Obvious that he was soliciting those.
Well, if she was 17, it's not cool. If she was 18, it's freaking cool.
He's a fucking freak, man. Lil B can go fuck himself.
No.
Lil B is just something that suburban white kids are like, we're in on a less famous rapper.
Interesting.
He's so cool. And then you listen to him, he's one of the most trash rappers in the world that's funny because he's trash.
Yeah.
Well, he's a troll. He's like a professional troll.
Yeah, he was one of the early internet trolls.
Yeah, but he's also getting too old for it. It's like, why don't you fucking get a job?
There's an age limit to being an internet troll?
Should be.
I would never go after Lil B.
I think there should be.
Did you ever get into cooking? Like Lil B, how he cooks? His dance.
That's cool.
His dance.
We like the dance.
It's like cooking. It's like you're like,
yeah, that was
big. You dance to it.
Yeah.
Like, you're like making
a pot. Yeah. And if you notice, it was all just fucking white frat dudes that were like at the frat party and they're like,
sure.
Like, he was just,
yeah.
I mean, he
you
was
You can't
like,
deny that it's not mostly.
Which is not even Lil B's fault. It's the same thing with many rappers where, like, they look out at their audience and it's a bunch of white dudes. So it's like, you can't hate on Lil B for it, but.
Ben Avery is the first person who showed me Lil B.
Interesting.
And Ben
Avery,
good literally
example.
Is, like, the white Lil B.
Interesting.
Like, their sense of humor is, like, it makes a lot of sense.
His taste, definitely.
Yeah, it's just, like, very, like, the earnest, like...
Yeah, double P sign.
Like, I hope everyone's having a wonderful Tuesday.
Right, that is Ben.
Yeah, where it's like people who don't know him are just like, oh, this person's earnest. But people who do are like, oh, he's like very smart, so he's pretending to be an idiot.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Where are we at for time? 45?
Jesus,
we talked about nothing.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about everything.
Oh, Matt, what did you have to talk about?
I was maybe going to talk about the lyric show, but it's not that interesting.
Well, you are now.
And I wanted to ask about a certain country, but I guess we're not touching that. I was on a corporate sponsored show for a footwear company at the Lyric, and they told us to not promote the show because it was going to be sold out. And then when we got there, there was no one in the audience.
And it's because people said they were going to be there and then...
It's just, communication issue with the company. Like, and it was the first comedy show that they'd ever produced. They paid us all. They got us all a pair of shoes. And then when we got there, it was like me and a bunch of comics that I really love. And they were all like, you know, they were feeling bad as like the hosts of it. And I was like, don't, you know, I've produced shows that are horrible. Well, I never have actually. But we all know what it's like to have a shitty show.
Sure.
So I was like, no one cares. So then we all just end up sitting in the audience, and it was basically like a glorified open mic that we each got paid like $50 and a pair of shoes for.
What kind of shoes?
It's a sustainable footwear company.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's...
Ugh. Shut up.
Yeah, it's made out of like tires and like dolphin teeth or something.
I love dolphin teeth.
Yeah, me too.
Just quit it. Just quit it with the my shoes.
Last night I worked at the gay bar that I work at on Fridays and Saturdays, and there was a bear voguing party.
Okay.
There was a bear voguing
party. I don't know anything about what that is.
Do you mean like were they walking on a runway, or was everybody just a bear and they were focusing on voguing?
What's a bear?
You know what a bear
is. No, but like what is it technically? I know it's like a bigger...
I guess the definition is a little blurred, but it's just like a large... It doesn't necessarily correlate to hair, because if you're like a larger dude, you can just be considered a bear, I guess. But like typically it's like a hairy, bigger guy.
What's a large, not hairy guy? A
cub?
A chub.
Oh, really? I would much rather
be a bear. If you're a shorter guy, you could be a cub.
Is a cub usually young, though? I thought a cub is usually young.
But also, like, if you're feeling, like, more of a beta, like, if you're more of, like, a sub, you're like, I'm just a cub.
I'd be a tub.
I'm 6'7".
I want to be a tub.
A tub?
Yeah. I just like taking baths. I don't even really have sex with
men. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm a tub.
I'm a tub.
You're like, I just want you to bathe me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like
that. That's pretty gay.
But, yeah, people got on stage in jock straps and looked horrible and, like, did, like, whatever.
Well, because do bears not usually vogue?
Well, it's like...
That's a question I never thought I would ask in my life.
Traditionally, no. They, like, just look stupid by a bar and drink beer and pretend like they don't know that they're hot. But, like, bears are...
God, that's so sick.
It's really... There's this
that's
fake,
what I try and
there's
do.
There's this fake body positivity in the gay community where it's like, we support all body sizes. Like, if you're overweight, we love you. And then, like, if you're skinny, they're like, fuck off. No one wants to have sex with you.
Oh, interesting.
Like, there's, like, a whole, like...
Is that a thing? I haven't noticed that.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not...
I know because there's, like, bear parties at my bar. But, like, literally one of my coworkers who's, like... He likes being bigger, but, like, during quarantine, he lost 80 pounds because he was like, oh, I'm getting older and I need to take care of myself. And he's still a bigger dude, but, like, he's in really good shape now. And, like, people would come up to him and be like, why did you do that? You look disgusting.
Right.
And these are the people who are like, we love, you know, because they're obese and, like, people are celebrating them for that, which is cool, I guess.
Man, gay
but
men
like,
treat themselves like cigarettes.
No, truly, because he lost weight, like, people feel like they have the, like... authority to tell you that you're unfuckable. Where
really?
It's like you actually hate everyone that you don't want to have sex with. This has nothing to do with body positivity. You just like bigger guys.
Yeah, that's mean. Point. I do like that there's more representation in it, but you shouldn't
it's
be
just like it's a
compared.
Funny contrast cuz like the West Side is known for being like so judgmental and like the West Side gays are like they shave their chests and they're like have six packs and the East Side gays will be like wow, they're so shallow. But then like the East Side gays like are like, well, if you're not overweight, then you're fucking disgusting. So it's like this. It's like the same side of two coins.
Interesting.
The same side of two coins.
Yeah, it's different than...
Do you remember when I said different side, same coin?
Never heard that.
Same knife, two bitches. Two girls, one coin.
Two girls, one coin.
Yeah.
I like that.
What coins in my butt?
Cooper, did you do anything Pam this week?
No, I mean, we had that funny conversation today where I was talking about going on a date, and I was like, yeah, it went kind of well. I think I'll probably just leave it at that and not call her.
Yeah, and that, I told Cooper, and I love you. You know I love you.
Yeah.
So when I say this, I mean, it's coming from a place of obvious love. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Yeah.
In my whole life.
Yeah.
That is one of the... dumbest sentences anyone's ever said to me.
Wait, what did he say that was dumb?
Cooper said, the date went really well, and I think I'm just not going to call her again and leave it at that.
Oh, do you not, you're not into her?
No.
No,
he's
I liked
into
her.
Her.
I thought
he
cool.
liked her. He
and
just wanted to be goth.
You're cutting it off because you don't deserve good things.
I think the root of it is probably like, yeah, if things go on longer, then they can get bad. So if you have one good date, then you can leave it at that, and it's just like
that
a touchdown.
That's so weird.
Whoa, that's so dark.
I mean, it's fine. You're
but you think I'm doing it as
do
like
you
want to
hang out at the
thing.
Cemetery a little
you think
bit
I'm
later?
Doing it as like a smart thing.
It's like, yeah, because even if the date goes well, you'll still die.
It's not about dying.
No, you're like, I had one good memory, so why try to create another memory if it's not going to be as good?
You said
right.
A solid time.
I'll hold on to that forever.
Because also, it's like, I know I'm probably not going to date this person. We just had a nice time.
Why? How do you know?
Yeah, how do you know that?
Isn't the point of dating is like you keep hanging out with people if
you
enjoy?
I think you can know enough by one.
That's not true at all.
Did you have fun with that person?
Yeah.
Then what was the fucking problem?
What's the fucking problem?
I'm just afraid of it going badly.
Afraid of it going badly.
Okay. Fear
that's
of
all it is.
Rejection. Or
you can just hop out real quick and then it's fine. The greatest, it's not even a relationship. The greatest thing ever was one time I was on a family vacation with my friend's family and his older sisters, and they brought their friends. And there was one girl that was like 16 or 17, and I was like 13, 14.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just talking a lot and had a lot in common and had a really nice time. And at one time, she was like, man, if you were older, like, I would date you.
Oh.
And it was very obvious to everyone on the trip that, like, this was happening. But it also wasn't happening. And
how old was she?
She was, like, at least, like, 3 to 4 years older than me.
And how old were you?
She was, like, 18, I was, like, 14.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or not even 18. We were, like, younger.
It was, like, a licorice pizza situation.
Not really at all, because we were just talking.
Okay.
But then, but then I just got to feel affirmed and liked.
Right.
And it's almost like the honeymoon before the honeymoon before the honeymoon phase, of like just the beginning phase.
Knowing that you have potential to be loved.
And then you go home, and then you're like, solid.
Damn.
What's something straight that you did
this weekend? What's something straight that I did?
Do you want me to go?
Yeah, you go, and then I'll say.
Okay.
You had a set you didn't like at a show.
That is really straight.
It's really straight.
I let it lead to not an argument, but a tense moment with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's straight.
Because
straight
she was like, show. You're funny, Dan. And you're like, fuck you believing in
that
me.
Did, shut up.
You should have just told her, you know, I'll keep a 55th with you. Five real. You know,
she respects that.
About the set.
She respects it when I talk like that to her.
What were you going to say?
Do you want
to
go on?
Yeah, no, I'll go on. And then we had to have a conversation about me not bringing work home.
Oh, because you were so upset and it was pouring into your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I feel like, I mean, the argument wasn't just about, like, there were other, it wasn't an argument either, it was a conversation, but there were other things that led into it, but I realized a lot of my part in the argument was bringing work into our relationship.
Wasn't a good time for the convo.
I saw
you. That's why you gotta invite me to these things.
I gotta invite you.
If you're having like a relationship talk with your girlfriend, call me.
Cooper, you gotta stop calling my girlfriend.
Do you call her?
I call her every day.
Every day. He calls her.
No, he doesn't.
Because she, you know, is with someone that I care about. So
that's not why.
I have to make sure.
And even if that was why, it's not a good reason.
Well, why do you think I call her?
I don't know, Cooper. Why do you call her?
I don't like going to Target alone.
Every day,
busy
at 3:30 a.m., she wakes up to a phone call from you.
Yeah.
And every day, she listens to the voicemail that you leave her.
And I'm like, I got into painting. I don't know if you've heard of staccato breaststrokes. I'm learning a lot about Matisse. Anyway.
And then I have to hear it from her.
I say,
that you called her.
And every, at the, yeah, but I'm not a bad guy because, you know, at the end of every message, I say, hold Dan as tight as you can for me.
I thought you were going to say hold Dan accountable.
Accountable.
And accountable.
Matt, you're...
I did something very gay last night, or something very gay happened to me. So gay, I would say it was lesbian.
Interesting.
I got to work, and I'm working this, like, bear party. I don't know why I said I guess. I am. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, my guy left me a voice message, not a voicemail, just like a audio message. And he was like, hey, I just want to let you know that, like, I was thinking about it today and I think you should have like a permission slip for tonight. Like if you meet someone cute at the bar and you guys want to hook up, like you should do that. And he's like, I trust you and I want you to like, feel free to like have fun tonight.
Interesting.
What prompted that?
Just because we're navigating. Because
he was cheating on you that night, and he was like, let me send over the cheat to.
He took a dick out of his mouth to send that text.
Could you imagine if your girlfriend texted you that just out of nowhere and was like, hey, you can cheat tonight?
I would jump off a mountain.
Right?
I would jump off the side of a cliff.
I would respond and just be like, who are you with right now?
I would respond and say, bye.
Yeah.
And then I would go jump off of a cliff.
Dude, the idea of a permission slip is like, if I was with my girlfriend, she was like, can I fuck Young Thug? I'd be like, sure.
Well,
but
here's
we're
the
breaking
thing.
Up.
If it, here's the thing. I want to be specific. If it came from like a conversation with me and her that we had over the course of like a while where we really kind of hammered out the details of like what that was, it's like, I could definitely live with that. Like, I could. But if it was a text message at night that was just, hey, I want you to know. That didn't come from a conversation.
Yeah, right. Like,
do you
maybe
want
it's
me to explain the context, or you guys just want to keep
talking
about your fictional girlfriend?
He has a girlfriend. I'm the one that just...
I haven't really seen her. Just kidding.
You've met her. You've met her.
Yeah, I also saw you send that person $50 on Venmo.
Which one?
No, like a joke. Like you, like pretend to be my girlfriend.
Oh, sending her $50 on Venmo.
No, we had. I mean, also for context, like literally, I had just ate his cum and then gone straight to work, so I was just with him.
But that doesn't change.
Yeah,
change.
I don't.
But
yeah,
no, for
change.
Other context is that we were understand. Just like navigating what it's like. I think both of us are more sensitive than we lead on. And we want to be like progressive because everyone who's gay is like free love. Just like have sex with anyone. It doesn't matter. It's just sex. But then like we've noticed with each other where it's like, oh, actually I get jealous and I feel weird about it, and so does he. And so we're like, mm-hmm. do we need to do this progressive thing, or should we just be monogamous?
So you had this conversation that
night? We've been having this conversation ongoing for different days, just navigating slowly to being like, hey, like, you know, we've both been pretty open sexually people, but like, how does this work with like caring for each other and being honest? So it was a very sweet, like, he was just like, hey, like, I like, if you meet someone. Anyways, the long story short is I got that message and I like literally teared up when I read it, because he was like, I trust you and like, you know, I love you and whatever. And then I just teared up and I messaged him back and I was like, I like you more for sending me that message, and now I don't want to hook up with anyone else.
Interesting.
So it like almost backfired.
No, he was playing the long game, dude. That's the million dollar mindset,
I guess. But like, it is true. And like, I did the same thing to him another time, and like, he came back home and was just like, he was like, I like that, just the fact that you trust me and know that like I'm your guy or whatever, it just makes it sweeter and less, I guess, hot to be like, sure, like, I trust you.
And Jesus Christ.
There's no, like, it's not taboo anymore. You know what I mean? It's not sexy anymore.
Cooper, you can't say that when Matt's talking about his relationship.
Yeah, you can't say Jesus Christ when I'm talking about gay
and Jesus
anal sex.
He said you Jesus have, cries.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. When you open your relationship, you open Jesus' heart.
That's so true.
And you tear it out of his chest.
Cooper, I don't think that's true.
Because Jesus Christ wants monogamy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
With, it's not about the gay thing. It's about monogamy. And Jesus Christ wants you and your boyfriend to make a beautiful baby.
That's so good.
Thank you.
And that baby will defeat
Jesus.
And Putin.
And Putin.
And Putin.
Who is my Jesus. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. No, he's not. No, he's not.
Do we have to shout out to someone or no?
No.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Okay.
Right?
No. There were too many.
All right, let's go.
But please subscribe on YouTube.
Well, then we're going to come up with a better way.
Yeah, yeah. Also, we should do them like it's a bad... Okay, goodbye. We love you.